Today, we're diving deep into one of those icons, the spacesuit, but maybe from an angle you haven't thought much about before.
Yeah, forget the rockets and the tech for a sec. We're zooming in on something more personal, inspired by work from textile artist Alex Erickson.
So Erickson gives us this completely different view of the spacesuit. It's not just, the amazing engineering that keeps an astronaut alive out there.
Right, it's about what it means.
Yeah.
So hopefully by the end of this, you'll look at that familiar spacesuit image a bit differently.
Let's jump in.
Okay, so Erickson starts with this idea of the spacesuit as a protected layer.
Yeah, the basic function, right? Surviving out there. Erickson really shows how something like a spacesuit, which seems so functional, is actually loaded with cultural meaning, symbolic weight.
Way more than just the tech specs.
Exactly. His whole approach uses this amazing mix of techniques: weaving, sewing, dyeing, patination, even crochet.
Wow, crochet.
Yeah, all deliberately chosen to create textures and shapes that feel like science fiction, you know? Translating that usually hard, techy, sci-fi look into soft textiles, that's the really compelling part.
Exploring that boundary between hard and soft materials.
Exactly. That intersection seems to be where he finds a lot of creative energy. How textiles can sort of mimic or reinterpret other materials and ideas. He describes the process as kind of collage-like, sewing together all these different textile pieces he created. And the final result was this huge 2.5 meter high bodily sculpture.
Whoa, that's big.
Yeah, meant to draw you in from afar, then get you looking closer at the details, thinking about the meaning woven into it.
And his aims for the project were pretty big too, exploring where textile art meets sci-fi, meets scenography, like stage design.
Yeah, using the body as a canvas was key. And he called the human form a familiar shape everyone could relate to, encouraging that self-reflection. But ultimately, it sounds like it comes down to a fundamental joy of creation for him.
Yeah, you get that sense. Now, later on, in his reflections, he gets quite critical about space exploration itself.
Yeah, and it's crucial for understanding his piece. He doesn't want his spacesuit to just be a cheerleader for going to space. He wants it to symbolize a different future. One focused more on community, on care, where being an astronaut, maybe metaphorically, isn't just for a select few.
He connects it to his own background, too, doesn't he? Being gay, adopted from Colombia, not taking a typical academic route.
Exactly. Using his own story to argue for a future where anyone, regardless of background, feels they belong, feels they can explore.
And that title, Second Skin, it works on both levels, the literal protective suit and that intimate connection to the body.
Perfectly captures it.
The descriptions he wrote for the website and exhibition pull it all together. The suit as a symbol, exploration, progress, power, but also questioning its role. Historically and in the future.
Highlighting that blend of old craft and new ideas, and speculating about a future based on care, not just, conquest or tech dominance.
And the label text reinforces it. The suit as a soft protective zone for exploration and empathy, dreaming of futures where all kinds of different bodies fit in. Very human focused.
It really is.
His artist statement sums it up. Pop culture, sci-fi love meets meticulous craft. The suit becomes a bodily sculpture where textiles meet a futuristic feel.
So wrapping up, the big takeaway from diving into Erickson's Second Skin is really seeing the spacesuit through this incredibly rich new lens.
Yeah, seeing how much meaning can be packed into such a familiar object. About exploration, sure, but also identity and the kind of futures we want to build.
Absolutely. His work just perfectly shows how you can bring together seemingly opposite worlds, traditional craft, futuristic tech, and create something that really gives you a fresh perspective, makes you think differently about things you thought you knew.